you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now where the message is already in progress.
Gentile, I want to proclaim my name to the Gentile. But when God got a hold of Paul, Paul asked this question, and this is the same question all of us need to ask God. Look what Paul said in Acts 9 and 6. It says, and he trembling. My God, whenever you have a real head-on collision with God, it ought to shake you up. Come on, somebody. When you get a real dose of God's presence, you should never be the same. Oh my God, that's why when folk we leave out the church and here they leave the same way that they came. Oh my God, that's not on the word. That's not on the worship, but no. I got to come and be like the wise man. I got to leave a different way. When I have an encounter from God and I'm hungry and I'm thirsty and I'm pulling on God, I'm pulling on the anointing, I need God to do something for me, I'll be trembling. I'll be astonished and say, God, look what you've done in my life. But look what Paul asked. Paul said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? When was the last time you asked God, God, what do you want me to do? When was the last time you said, God, it's not what I want you to do for me, but God, I want to know what in the world do you want me to do for you? I want to serve you. I love Bezaleel. In fact, I'm encouraged by Bezaleel. In fact, I'm appreciating Bezaleel today, because Bezaleel didn't say, what can the church do for me? But no, Bezaleel said, I want to find out what I can do for the place I call home. I'm so glad for Bezaleel, because Bezaleel is not looking for a handout. Bezaleel just said, just give me a hand up. Oh, I love Bezaleel, because Bezaleel said, God, what do you want me? He want me to do. Let me keep going. I'm sorry I'm boring you, but here, can I just tell you what God gave me? Look, you know why else I appreciate you, Bezaleel? Do you know why else? Because you know that God has empowered and equipped them fully and uniquely. This is why I love Bezaleel's, because they know that God has empowered and equipped them fully and uniquely. Oh, it's right here in the text. I'm not making none of this up. Look at Exodus 31 and 3. It says, and I have filled, this God doing the talking, he says, I have filled him with the Spirit of God. My God, when God has filled us, God has empowered us. When God has filled us with his Spirit, with his presence, with his anointing, oh my God, it makes all the difference in the world. I'm looking for somebody that has been touched by the Lord. I'm looking for somebody that's been empowered by God. And see, that's why I don't have to be no private eye. That's why I don't got to find you, follow you home. That's why I don't got to check up on you. Oh my God, when you have the Spirit of God, the Bible says in John 16:13, how be it when he has come, the Spirit of God, he will lead you into all truth. When I got the Spirit of God for real, I don't got to dangle in front of your head and tell you what you did wrong, tell you what you said wrong, tell you what you're supposed to be doing. But no, when you got the Spirit of God, he will convict you. And when he convict you, he'll convert you. When he convert you, then he'll change you. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you, when somebody got the Spirit of God for real, I don't got to follow you around. I don't got to listen. I don't got to lock my phone and have a password that my wife don't know. No, she can go. She knows what the password. Word, I almost said it, and all of y'all know, didn't have to change it. She didn't know what the password is. It's the same one for this one, it's the same one for that one, the same one for that, and this and that. Come on, sir. If you get one, you'll crack the code, baby. Can I tell you that here? But what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to say, because I got the Holy Spirit, I don't live like that because I think that Camilla watching over my shoulder. No, I know that God is watching me. I start to feel like somebody's watching me. Come on, you ought to feel that way, that somebody's watching. Come on here. Every step I take, every move I make, every dun dun dun, dun dun dun. Come on, you know how black folk do. We don't know the whole song. We just dun dun dun. Dun. I'll be watching you. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't gonna help me. I thought Faith wrote that song for Biggie. I ain't know that was a Police song back in the day. I thought Faith did that because she missed Biggie, but no, I was sadly mistaken. But the book says, somebody say the Bible says, the Bible. This brother was filled, empowered, and equipped through the Spirit of God. Fully and uniquely. Look, let's look at it again. Verse 3, Exodus 31, 3. It says, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God. Look, listen to this. This is a blessing. With ability and what? Intelligence. With what else? Knowledge and what? All craftsmen. God has equipped Bezalel to know how to do something. He was an expert. He was an expert in a particular area, and I don't know. That's why I don't try to be a jack of all trades. I don't try to be a jack of all trades, mastering none. I try to do what I do. I try to find my niche, try to find my lane, and I maximize that, and I perfect my craft. That's my job. That's my responsibility. Now, if you can do that, maybe you can open up a soul food restaurant. If you open up a soul food restaurant and you sell tacos, and you sell bean burritos, and you sell crabs, come on, here, somebody, and you, maybe you can do that. I can't specialize like that. Maybe you can open up a soul food restaurant. You sell Bahamian. You sell Caribbean. Come on, somebody. You sell Mexico pies and all that stuff. I don't know. You know, if I open up a soul food restaurant, I want to be the best soul food restaurant I can be. I'm not going to try to do all that other stuff. But there are so many of us. We try to get our hands in all of the cookie jars. Try to get our hands in all this different stuff. And then we never master anything. Bezalel was an expert. He was an expert at building. He was a builder. He was a contractor. He was an artiste. Bezalel was a bad boy. Oh, he was an artist. He was a capasso. Come on, somebody. He was a capasso. That was an inside joke. She right here. I said, I looked for you at 9 o'clock, but you weren't there. She painted the picture, and she said, look, this is a capasso. This is a capasso. Capasso mean what's up? Come on, somebody. You mean Picasso? Come on, somebody. Bezalel was a capasso. Look at verse 4. To devise artistic designs. See, artistic designs. To work in gold, silver, and bronze. Verse 5, in cutting stones for setting and for carving wood to work in every craft. Bezalel was appointed. He was anointed. He was equipped. He was empowered. And God did it fully and caused him to be unique. I might can't do what everybody else do. But I got to learn what God has called me to do. I may can't sing like Silas. I may can't pray like Paul. I might can't write like Hemingway. I might can't hit like Singletary. Oh, come on, somebody. But here, I got to know that God have called me. I can't jump like Jordan. I may can't glide like Jordan. I may can't cross up like AI. But I got to find out what God have called me to do. I don't know what you do, but can I tell you, you do something. Each and every last one of us, God has equipped us with a gift. Each and every last one of us, God has given us something to do. Hit your neighbor and say, wake up, neighbor. You're gonna miss the word, man. This man preaching straight to you, and you're gonna wake up and say, man, what's going on? Where am I at? Yeah, you here at church. Wake up. Look, verse 3 says, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with all ability and intelligence, with knowledge and craftsmanship. They having a dream like they falling. They falling like they, you think it's an anointing. No, you just like, oh, she felt something. No, he was falling in his dream. Look at verse 3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with the ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship. Verse 4 says, to devise artistic designs and the work of gold. I've already read all that, didn't I? Look, I'm trying to go to 35, 30. Sleeper throw me off. Look, Exodus 35 and 30 says, then Moses said to the people of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel. He says it again. The son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, 35, 31, look, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill and intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship. He says again, look at 35, 32, to devise artistic design, to work in gold, silver, and bronze. 33, cutting stones and setting it. Bezalel was an expert. I appreciate you, Bezalel, for being an expert and doing what you do well. Anybody know that there's something that you do well? You ought to walk with a God type swag. To whatever you know you do, you can't do this better than me. Come on, somebody. You can do what you do, but you can't do it better than me. My God, so many of us try to be like everybody else. When you begin to try to be like somebody else, you're literally slapping God in the face, because he made you fearfully and wonderfully. I'm not a cheap imitation. I'm not a knockoff. No, I'm an original. I'm the same OG. I'm the original. Come on here, somebody. Y'all don't help me here. Can I tell you that you don't have to try to be like nobody, dress like them, walk like them, get your hair fixed like them. No, it's not about me trying to be like somebody that's trying to be everybody that God, everything that God wants me to be. Look, I love Bezalel. I'm hurrying. I love Bezalel because they know that the work can't stop with them. Bezalel is a teacher. Bezalel is an instructor. The work cannot stop with them. Look, it's right here in Exodus 35, 34. Look, the Bible says, and the Lord have given both of him, I'm so worried about his daddy name that I mess his name up. Oholiab and the son of his daddy, the name started with an A. The book says, of the tribe. Of the tribe of Dan. Look, here's the point. The ability to get John said, let's listen to the message. Listen to me. Come on, so listen. The ability to teach their skills to others. I love Bezalel. I love you, Bezalel, because you have the ability to teach your skills to other people. There are so many of us in the body of Christ that we almost get a sick type of joy by being the only ones that know how to do something. We don't want to instruct. We don't want to train. We don't want to disciple anybody because we want them to miss me. We want them to know when I'm not there. You're the only one know where the paper at. You're the only one know where this at. You're the only one know where all the stuff. Come on, no, it's not the way. You're the only one know how to change the bulbs. You're the only one know where the bulbs are. We got to shut the whole restroom down because you sick and we don't know where none of the stuff is. You're the only one know where the stuff at. It's a shame before God. Can I tell you? Who are you? Who are you discipling? You're an expert. You do what you do. You know how to do what you do. Who are you training to come up behind you? Jesus trained his disciples for his absence. Come on, we're walking through Mark. Mark chapter 6. He sent them out. So when he's gone away, they can know how to continue on. And here, so many of us funnel next. So many of us stop the ministry. So many of us stop doing what it is that God wants to do through a local church. That's why all those stats. That's why you have all those different pressures, all these different things, because there's one trick ponies and there's just one individual or one individual trying to hold up the whole work. It should not be in the house of God. Exodus 36 and 1. Bezalel and Oholiab and every craftsman in whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. God, don't miss me. Here's my point. God wanted to build a house. God wanted to build the tabernacle. My grandma would say, she said, the tabernacle. God wanted to build the tabernacle. He wanted to build himself a house, and he needed some help. Can I tell you that God wants to build truth and love? God wants to save souls. God wants to bring back the backsliders. God wants us to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked. God wants us to help somebody. And here, so in order for us to do what God has called us to do, I appreciate y'all appreciating us. We thank God for you supposed to do it. But here, this morning, this afternoon, whatever time it is, I'm looking for Bezalel. I'm looking for Bezalel. I'm looking for somebody that knows their calling. I'm looking for somebody that knows their worth. I'm looking for somebody that knows that the hand of the Lord is on them. And here, I appreciate Bezalel. Lastly, and I'm going, God bless y'all. Truth and love. Y'all been so attentive. I so appreciate y'all. I hope y'all Jaguars win. Y'all Gator show didn't. Can I tell you that here, that I'm so glad that God is so faithful and he's so good. You know why I appreciate Bezalel? Because here, he knows that God has stirred them. Come on. I love Bezalel's. I love Bezalel maids, and I love Bezalel's sirs and Bezalel ma'ams. Come on. It's not gender specific, but no, it's anointing. It's a spirit. Bezalel knows that God has stirred them. My God, I love this. Look at what it says in Exodus 36 and 2. It says, and Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every craftsman in whose mind the Lord had put skill. God put that skill in you. Oh, I know you probably trained yourself. I know you went to school. I know you read books, or I know you watched the YouTube and taught yourself how to do it. Oh, but it's God that gave you the intellect. Anything you know, God taught it to you. Anything you have, God gave it to you. And God says, I put that skill in you. And everyone, here it is, everyone whose heart stirred, whose heart's him stirred, whose heart the Lord stirred. God stirred the heart of Bezaleel. Come on, you don't got to wonder whose heart the Lord has stirred. You don't got to find out who the person is that God has stirred, because it will be, the proof will be in the pudding. The stirring will be in their working. The serving, the stirring will be in their serving. The stirring will be in their praying. The serving will be in whatever it is that they're doing for the things of God. Come on, put your hands together. Give them some praise off up in here. No, I need that. Come on, put your hands together. Give them some praise. I'm looking for Bezaleel. I got my plane on the runway, and I'm trying to preach this thing. I'm looking for some Bezaleels that knows that the Lord has stirred them. God wanted you to grab this stuff. Don't go too far, because I want to stir this podium. I didn't want to stir with my iPad on there, because I need that iPad. But I'm looking for somebody that the Lord has stirred them. Is there anybody in here that the Lord is turning around? Can I tell you that every time he turns me around, every time he stirs me, that makes me want to do another thing, that makes me want to serve again, that makes me want to sing again. I'm looking for somebody that the Lord has stirred. Come on here, look at Bezaleel. I know why the Lord has stirred him, because look at Exodus chapter 37 and 1. I know the Lord stirred Bezaleel, because Bezaleel made the ark. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. Bezaleel had the spirit of a servant, and the Lord has stirred him, and because God has stirred him, he made the ark. And look at 37 and 2. And he overlaid it. He not only made the ark, but he kept on working. And 37 and 4. And he made. 37 and 6. And he made. 37 and 7. And he made. 37 and 10. He also made. 37 and 11. And he overlaid it. 37 15. And he made. 37 16. And he made. 37 17. And he also made. 37 23. And he made. 37 25. And he made. 37 26. And he overlaid it. 37 27. And he made. Do you get my drip, truth and love? I'm trying to tell you that the Lord has stirred up Bezaleel. And he kept on making. He kept on serving. He kept on doing what the Lord had called him to do. I'm talking about the making of a Bezaleel. Do you want to know if you're a Bezaleel? Do you keep on making? Will you keep on serving? Or do you get stuck in your feeling? Do you get stuck in your attitude? But no, Bezaleel, he keep on serving. I don't see a whole lot of names. I don't see a whole lot of other people. But no, I see Bezaleel, and I see his posse. And they keep on making. They keep on making. They don't worry about who's not helping. They keep on making. They don't worry about who called their name. They keep on making. They don't care who's in their corner, but they keep on making. They're the first one to be there and the last one to leave. I'm looking for some Bezaleels. If the only time you serve is when you come to church, then my friend, you're not serving. But know everything you do, you ought to serve every day. You ought to serve on your job. You ought to serve your husband. You ought to serve your wife. Y'all ain't helping me preach, but that's okay. I brought my own amen. Bezaleel said, and Ezekiel 37:28, and he made. 37:29, he made. 38:1, he made. 38:2, he made. 38:3. He made. 38:4, he made. 38:6, he made. 38:8, he made. 38:9, and he made. Bezaleel kept on working. He kept on typing. He kept on singing. He kept on playing. Moses was the man of God, but Moses couldn't lead and build. Moses couldn't pray and build. But no, it took some Bezaleel to roll up their sleeves to do what God have called them to do. Look at Exodus 38:22. Goodbye, truth, and love. I pray the Lord bless you real good. But let me leave. Let me leave where I started. Bezaleel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He made all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Everything that was in the heart of Moses, he sent him a Bezaleel. I'm looking for somebody to have a heart of a Bezaleel. I'm looking for somebody that want to do everything that the Lord put in our heart. I'm trying to connect people to God. I'm trying to connect people to that God-given purpose. I'm trying to connect this church to our community. Is there a Bezaleel in the house that want to do all that the Lord put in our heart? Just yesterday, we fed all those people. We fed 37 people. We clothed 52. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. And there were some mothers, 70 years old, 70 years old and better. And they're in there. They fixing all the food. I peeped in the door and I saw Mama Thomas. She had her crutch on the table and she was standing there making the food. I said, there go Bezaleel. I looked in there and saw the mamas. I saw Mama Graves. I said, there go Bezaleel. I looked out there in the dome. They was folding clothes. They were loving on people. I said, there go Bezaleel. I saw him out there holding up a sign. I said, there go Bezaleel. I saw him setting up a tent. I saw him putting up a chair. I saw him fold out a table. I say, Bezzy, holler at your boy. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach in here. How can I preach like this? Because I am a Bezaleel. We may know whenever it is you got the heart of your leader. You don't say it's too much. You say I may be. It may be a whole lot, but nothing is impossible. You may say that may be difficult. It may be difficult, but the more difficult it is, the more glory God's gonna get. The bigger the giant, the harder they fall. The bigger the obstacle, the more glory that the Lord don't get. Y'all ain't gonna help me preaching here, but Bezaleel came from good stock. And can I tell you, if truth and love is your home, and I'm your pastor, she's your leader, you come from good stock. Can I tell you that Bezaleel granddaddy, his name was good God Almighty. I heard in Exodus 17, I heard in Exodus 17, Moses was on the mountain and Amalek was fighting the people of God. And the Bible says that Amalek was fighting. Moses told Joshua, he said, go get in the valley. I want you to fight Amalek. And the Bible says Moses went on the mountain and he held up his arm. And when Moses' arms were held up, the Bible said that Israel got the victory. But in the process of time, Moses' arms got heavy. Moses' arms got weary. And Bezaleel, granddaddy, held up the arms of his Moses. They didn't take the rod. They didn't try to leave. But Moses, when he got tired, they brought him a rock. And he sat on the rock. I'm so glad that upon this rock, the Lord gonna build his church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. I'm looking for somebody that'll hold up my arm. I'm looking for somebody, not looking for their name, not looking to be called out, but will you hold up my arm? Stop your complaining and grab an arm. Stop your murmuring and grab an arm. Stop your laziness and grab an arm. With my arm up, your victory is in my arm. Your destiny.